Today's Shi'ez Masechta Yevamos Daf Vav. We will begin on Daf Hey Amud Beis, 7 lines from the bottom. Ella, as we've been learning in our sugyas, the Gemara has proven that Esei Doichalaisa say. But even though the Gemara has proven that Esei Doichalaisa say, we have not yet proven that Esei Doichalaisa say by a Lav Shi'esh Bekaris. And the reason that this is a significant issue is because the Torah told us the word Aleha, and from the word Aleha, which the Torah speaks about by Hilchas Yivam, Yivama Yava Aleha, from there we learn that a woman who is an Erva is exempt from Yibam, and as we learned in the first Mishnah of HaMasechta, that extends even to a Tzaris Erva. And the question was, why would we need a Pasuk to teach us that if this individual is a woman that is a chiv karis, or even maybe more significant chiv Mrs. Besdin? So why should Yibam be an option? It must be because Esei Doicha Loisa say, even by a Loisa say Shiesh Bei Karis, and that's why the Pasuk is teaching us here that is not the rule. So we still haven't proven, asked the Gemara, that Esei Doicha Loisa say by a Loisa say Shiesh Bei Karis. So says the Gemara Itzrich, the reason we need Dolea, Kusakadat Chamina, we would perhaps say that Tesi Mikibir Aveim. We can learn it from the mitzvah Kibir Aveim. The Tanya the Brisa teaches us Yichol Ye Kibir Aveim Doicha Shabbos. We would think that the Chiv of Kibir Aveim is Doicha Shabbos. That means if a parent tells you to do something which involves Chil Shabbos, you should do it. Tamalim Ish Ove V'Ivo Tero, V'Shabsoi Soi Shemayru, Ani Hashem. And the Pasuk is teaching us, Kulchem Chayovim B'Kvoidi. We're all obligated first to have the cover of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is this meaning? That in this case, we don't allow the essay to be Doicha D'Loisa say. In other places, we would. Now let's think about this. Shabbos is a Loisa say Shiesh Bei Karis. And still, were we to not have this Pasuk, we would say that the essay is Doicha Loisa say Shiesh Bei Karis, even though, and that's why we need Doleo Bayibim to teach us here the Bayibim as well, essay is not Doicha Loisa say Shiesh Bei Karis. And the Gemara explains itself. My laugh, isn't this Bryce referring to a situation, Domoloi, where the father tells the son, Shchoitli, Basheli, Shecht for me on Shabbos, cook for me on Shabbos. And the only reason that the son shouldn't listen is because Tam Dekos Rechmana as Shabsai Se Teshmaru. Halav Hachi, when not that the case, Dachi, even though it's an essay that's Doicha Leisa say Shiesh Bekaris. And says Marloi, it doesn't necessarily mean that situation. It's talking about Lav the Mechamer, where the father tells the son to lead an animal, and that Chil Shabbos is a Melacha that there is no Karis for, as the Gemara teaches us in Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Nun Gimel. And therefore, here, the Torah is telling us that we don't listen to our parents, even though it's a situation of Esei Doicha Loisa say. Afilo Hachi, the Torah says, Loi Dochi, that it's not Doicha. Says the Gemara, so good. You're saying that the Torah here is referring to a situation where it's not a Loisa say Shiesh Bekaritz, it's a regular Loisa say. And the Torah is going out of its way to say, here I don't say Esei Doicha Loisa say. Everywhere else, we would say Esei Doicha Loisa say. Ask the Gemara, Ella the Kaimalon, this Esei Doicha Loisa say, we had sugyas for the last number of Dafim to teach us. Where do we know Esei Doicha Loisa say? Ask the Gemara, we should learn it from here. Ligma Mehacha, that we see, not for the fact that the Torah is singled out, that we shouldn't do this mitzvah say, Kibbut Aveim here, we should do the essay over the Loisa say. Ligma Mehacha, the Loilitche. Or the Gemara asks even stronger, shouldn't this be a source that we say, that we don't say Esei Doicha Loisa say? Says the Gemara, V'chi Teima, and if you say that this mitzvah, our kibbut aim is different because it's talking about Shabbos, and Shabbos is a very serious lav. That's why we don't say Esei Doicha Loisa say, but that doesn't prevent us from saying Esei Doicha Loisa say b'chol ha'Torah kula. Ask the Gemara, Vatana ba'alma kairi, we find other places that the Gemara learns this limud about kibbut aveim, v'loika paruch. And we don't ever ask the question that we can't learn from Shabbos because Shabbos is a more serious lav. The Tanya, the Brisa says, Yochla amal aviv, hitamei, if a father tells a son to go into the Beis HaKvaris to retrieve for him something that he lost, and he's a kohen that's not allowed to enter the Beis HaKvaris. Aish amalai atachsir, or some, a father tells a son, don't return something that was lost by somebody. Yochl yishmalai, tamalaim ish aviv tirovah, shabsoysu tishmar ani Hashem. Kochem chayavim bekvoidei. We're all obligated to take care, do what Hashem says first. So if that's the case, so if there's a concept of Shabbos is different, because Shabbos is more chomer, how could tomorrow said that we don't do Hashavas Aveda, we do Hashavas Aveda, even against the parents' will. We don't go into the Beis HaKvaris, even against the parents' will. That's not Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Ella, the reason for Kibbut Aveim is different. Malahanach, by all these cases of Shechita and cooking in Shabbos, Shein Hechshe Mitzvah, that you can't fulfill the mitzvah without being Michal Shabbos. You have an option. Either be Michal Shabbos or do Kibbut Aveim. But by Yibum, there's always an option of Chalitza. And since there's always an option of Chalitza, we can't learn from there to here. Here by Shabbos and Kibbut Aveim, there are no other options. So if, therefore, we don't say, we would, unless the Torah taught us, Es Adai Chalitza say, Shiesh by Karis, we would maybe indeed have to be Michal Shabbos. By Yibam, there's no reason to be Michal, to do Yibam with a woman who's an Erva. Just do Chalitza. So now the Gemara has not been able to learn from here. So the Maratz Chayitz asks, how can we learn, how could the Gemara have attempted to learn from Kibbut Aveim? We just discussed in our previous year, at the end of our previous year, that the reason we can't learn from Kibbut Aveim, because Kibbut Aveim is a mitzvah that they were told. Any mitzvah that was taught to them lefnei adibur is not a good model for Es Adai Chalitza say. So how can we learn from that mitzvah? So answers the Meretz Chaya that by meal of a tamid, that was a mitzvah that was given to them earlier in our history. This that was said by Mora is considered part of Kabbalah for Torah, and therefore that explanation would not work. So the Meretz Chai is, the Gemara is saying, were it not for the Prasik, that we would think that one should be Michal Shabbos if the parent tells him to. And the Gemara teaches us here that no, the Prasik teaches us we shouldn't do so. Why would we think that Kibbut Aveim is Doicha, what a Kodesh, another mitzvah of the Torah? So the Taisus Rosh explains that since we find that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is very insistent on the covet we give to our parents. That's why we would think that maybe Kibbut Aveim supersedes Shabbos. And that's why the Pasuk had to teach us that it's not Doicha Shabbos. The Tzais quotes a Rashba. The Rashba says that why don't we make a bracha when we give tzedakah? Because a tzedakah, says the Rashba, is a mitzvah that involves two individuals. The person who we're giving the tzedakah, the person giving the tzedakah, and the person who's receiving the tzedakah. And there's always a possibility that the person will refuse to accept the tzedakah. So since there's always that possibility that the person will refuse to accept the tzedakah, we don't give the bracha. Says the Rashba that the same is by Kibbut Aveim. Why is the halacha that before somebody does something on as an act of Kibbut Aveim, he doesn't make a bracha? Says the Rashba, because there's always the possibility that one's parent will be meichel on their covet. And if the parent is meichel on the covet, which the parent has a right to do, then it will turn out that I do not have the obligation to do Kibbut Aveim. So ask the Tzais that if that's the case, the Kibbut Aveim is different than other mitzvahs, because the father and mother have always a right to refuse. So maybe that's why Kibbut Aveim cannot be a source for the din of Es Adai Chalitza say, because Kibbut Aveim is the kind of mitzvah where the father could be Michael. So the Rashba and so the Tzais answers that yes, even though Kibbutz Av Eim, so to speak, has this weakness that one can be Michael on Kibbutz Av Eim, but on the other hand, since as we just mentioned ago, that Hukish Kvoidam L'Kvoid Amokim, the Kodesh Baruch Hu takes the mitzvah of Kibbutz Av Eim so seriously, even though it's a mitzvah, as we just explained, that the parents could be Michael, it's still not on the say, it's still a very significant mitzvah. So if that's the case, as the Tzais, if we're saying that that makes them, that this mitzvah is so chashiv, and even though that they could be moichel, it's still considered a very important mitzvah that we can learn all these halachas from, so why don't we make a bracha? Why don't we learn a bracha? So says the Tzais, the reason we don't make a bracha in Kibbutz Av Eim is actually based on this Gemara. Since this Gemara teaches us that there is not always an obligation to do the mitzvah Kibbutz Av Eim. It depends on the circumstances, as we're learning. If the parent tells you to do something against the Torah, there is no mitzvah Kibbutz Av Eim. That's why the mitzvah Kibbutz Av Eim, we don't have a bracha. Tosfos asks, if we're going to say that Esa Daicha Laisa say, as the Gemara's Havamina, that Esa Daicha Laisa say, Afilu in a Lav Sheyesh Bekaris, then the Gemara that we learned previously, that ultimately learned that we learned the halach of Esed Doicha Laisa say from Klein Betzitzis, why would we need such a Gemara? If an essay is Doicha Laisa say Sheyesh Bekaris, it's certainly Doicha regular Esed Doicha Laisa say. So answers Tosfos, indeed we would not need it to teach us the halacha of Esed Doicha Laisa say. Once we know that Esed Doicha Laisa say by Lav Sheyesh Bekaris, it's certainly going to be Doicha a regular Esed Doicha Laisa say. We would need it to teach us that the beged of the tzitzis and the threads of the tzitzis need not be made of the same material. The Rishonim also discuss if the Lav of Mechamer is applicable. The Gemara's Havamina was that the Esed Doicha Laisa, that the din of Kibbutz Av Eim is talking by the lav of mechamer, and there's a big discussion if mechamer is only by your own animal or even by an animal of that doesn't belong to you. So ask Rabbi Chanan Wasserman and the Sefer Kibbutz Aris, according to the Man D'Omer, that mechamer is only applicable by your animal, by not by somebody else's animal. So ask Rabbi Chanan, if a parent will tell a child on Shabbos to do the lav mechamer with the animal that belongs to the child, what the child should do is give up ownership. He should be mafker that animal. Once he gives up ownership of the animal, he won't be over the lav mechamer. And then he could have both. He could do Kibbutz Av Eim without doing the lav mechamer. So Rabbi Chanan answers that even though there's a mitzvah Kibbutz Av Eim, the mitzvah Kibbutz Av Eim only requires you to spend your money to fulfill that mitzvah. It does not require you to spend your father's money, not your money. So if in order to avoid the problem in our Gemara, you would have to give up ownership on your animal, that means you're spending your own money to do the mitzvah. And the halach is that one is not obligated to spend his own money to do the mitzvah of mechaber. So our Gemara said, the reason we can't learn from Shabbos is because Shani Lavi the Shabbos, the Chamiri. And Rashi explains that since the Gemara says, Chazal teaches us, the Kolam Chal Shabbos, Ka'ovid Aved Zara, somebody Rechman Tzon Mechal Shabbos is considered like Ka'ovid Aved Zara. Therefore, we would say that Chil Shabbos is different, and we can't learn the halacha of Esed Doicha Laisa say. Tosfos explains, why is Chil Shabbos Chamiri? Why is it considered such a serious lav? So Tosfos explains that the Shulchan Aruch teaches us that somebody who's a mumer, somebody who deliberately is Mechal Shabbos, is even by Issud Rabbonon, the halacha is, he's considered kumum al-chal ha-tairah. So that is clearly an indication how serious the lav of Shabbos is, which is exactly what the Gemara wanted to say, and therefore we can't learn from Chil Shabbos to other places as well. So our Gemara just finished teaching us that if a parent tells a child to do an Aveira, to be Mechal Shabbos, we're not obligated to listen to the parent. We're not obligated to listen to the parent if that's what they want us to do. Kochem chayim b'kvaydi. We have to do what Hashem wants. And of course, Hashem doesn't want us to be mechal Shabbos. So the Dubna Magid says a beautiful mashal in explaining this Gemara. There were three wise men, says the Dubna Magid, that decided that they're going to travel the world to find something unique that they can learn. And then that they'll meet up together and discuss what they have discovered. So these three people travel the world, and then they regroup. One says, I know I was able to develop a telescope that I could sit in one spot and see far away what's going on. The second person says, I developed an invention, a way to travel very quickly. And in no time, I could travel very far distances. The third person says that I discovered a medicine that heals all types of situations. And they were starting to debate which of the three discoveries that they made is the most significant. And they did not come up with any solution. At the very same time that these three people were having this discussion, says the Dubna Magid, that they were sitting, the king's daughter lived in the capital, got very ill. And they were sitting, and the person who had developed this telescope looked at through the telescope and was able to see that the king's daughter, who lived very far away, was very ill. The second person who had this wagon that could travel great distances very quickly said, let's jump into my wagon and get there. And then they got there, and the third person who had the medicine gave this woman the medicine, and she got better. Another question, again, they started again to debate what was the greatest invention, and particularly in the context of what happened, they were having this debate. One said, had I not had this telescope, we would have never known that we need to do what we did. The other one said, had we not had the wagon, we would have never arrived there. And the third person said, without our medicine, without my medicine, she would have never gotten better. So the king heard this debate, and the king said that, indeed, I understand each one of your position. But at this point, where I'm able to be, where we're here already now, and I have this medicine, this wonderful medicine, that for sure is the most, that's the most important of these three inventions, says the Dubna Magid. Indeed, the Gemara Masechet Kedushin, the Aflamin on the Beis, teaches us, Shloish Shut from Bottom, there are three partners in the creation of every person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'Ovev V'Imoy. And when it comes to the creation of every human being, there are three partners, a father, a mother, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But once a person is put in this world, of course he has an obligation to keep it of aim. He has to show respect to his parents. He has to show fear to his parents. He has to be makatoiv. He has to show gratitude to his parents that brought him to the world and raised him. But as the person becomes an adult and he becomes independent, he has to realize for what was he put in the world. And he has to realize that he was put in the world to serve Hashem. And that's the medicine. And that's why, even though a parent is so important, if the parent, chas v'shalom, tells the child to be mechalel Shabbos or to go against the Torah, the halacha is you have to listen to what the parent says. So our Gemara says that a person has to do whatever the Hashem wants, even if it's against the parent's wishes. There is a discussion. How far does this go? Let's say a parent says, I don't want you to do something. I don't want you to do a specific mitzvah. But that mitzvah is not a mitzvah, which is a mitzvah chiyuvis. It's not a mitzvah that we're obligated to do. We're obligated, like using the Gemara's example. The Gemara spoke about a Sheves Aveda. So a Sheves Aveda is a mitzvah that we're obligated to do. So a parent has no right to tell a child that I don't want you to do that mitzvah. But there are many mitzvahs that are mitzvah kiyumis. The one, if he does it, he has a mitzvah. There, but it's not something that you're obligated to do. And it could be a mitzvah kiyumis that you somebody else could do. And there, the Paiskim say that one is not obligated. There, one has to do what the parent says. I saw a number of examples. There was an individual who they honored him to be a tzaddik at his bris. And for whatever reason, his parents did not want him to be the tzaddik. So you always could find somebody else to be a tzaddik. And therefore, the halacha is that the child should not agree to be the tzaddik. Another example I saw that the Shaul of Tshuvas Chavos Yor discusses, where there was a parent who did not want a child to, there was somebody who was nifter, young, and he had leftover yusaimim, and there was a fund established to take care of the yusaimim, and they wanted this person to be the apotropos, to be the administrator of that fund. And the parents didn't want. The halacha is that a person can't do it if there's somebody should not do it, then if that's what the parents want. Another example that the Shas HaTshuvas Torah Lishma discusses, a very bechiddush. We know, says the Shas HaTshuvas Torah Lishma, that the mitzvah of getting married, the mitzvah puruvu, is only a mitzvah on men, not on women. And parents of a girl did not want her to get married. So she doesn't have a mitzvah of puruvu, but she does have a mitzvah of kibud av aim. And there may be a very good, there may be a strong reason that she should not listen to the parents. Of course, it's not, she should listen to her parents and not get married. Of course, he says, we have to discuss all the details. What about the mitzvah kibud av aim versus a drabonon or versus a minig? Maybe when the Torah is saying here, when the Gemara is saying here that we obligated to listen to Hashem over our parents is when it's a mitzvah deraisa. But what about when it's a mitzvah derabanan or it's a minig? So there it's not so clear. There's an interesting mashal. The mashal discusses that somebody's father told a son, I don't want you to say Kaddish on your mother. Your mother passed away, and he says, I don't want you to say Kaddish on your mother. It could well be that saying Kaddish is only a minig. Kibud av aim is a daraisa. Maybe he shouldn't say the Kaddish. But at the end he says that he should say the Kaddish. He says he should say the Kaddish. And he makes an interesting point. He's saying when we say Kaddish on behalf of a parent, we're also fulfilling the mitzvah haftal reach kamaycha. We're doing a tremendous taiva for this neshama who's no longer alive. And therefore, one should say Kaddish. Of course, even though the father said no, and even though saying Kaddish is not certainly a chiv deraisa. Another question that I saw that the Achroidim discuss, that if a parent, there's a child that wants to go live in Eretz Yisrael, and the parent doesn't want him to live in Eretz Yisrael. So it enters the question that, am I supposed to listen to my parent? Or go to Eretz Yisrael. So the Chachmas Adam brings a raya that you should allow to go to Eretz Yisrael. He says, just like Avram Avinu was allowed to go to Eretz Yisrael, even though it meant leaving his father Terach alone. So we see that going to Eretz Yisrael supersedes listening to one's parent. So our Gemara, Rabbi Akiva Eger, asked the question. Our Gemara is saying that one, we have a special limud that kibud av aim is not followed when there's a mitzvah, when you're going against the will of Hashem. But as Rav Akiva Eger, why does we have to come on to that discussion? Rav Akiva Eger asks that the Gemara says that the only parent one is obligated to show kibud av aim is a parent that's oisa masa amcha, is a parent that follows the ways of Hashem. But if the parent doesn't follow the ways of Hashem, one doesn't have a chiyuv of kibud av aim. So asks Rabbi Akiva Eger, if this parent is telling the child to be mechallel Shabbos, so obviously he's not oisa masa amcha. He's a parent that's violating what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do. If it's a parent that's violating what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do, we're not obligated in Kibbutz of Aim. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger says that it could be that we're talking about here where the father did not tell him directly to be Mechal Shabbos in a way that he would become somebody who is an individual who is an Eina Oysamasa Amcha. What does that mean? So I saw a beautiful pshat. Let's say the father lives in America and the son lives in Eretz Yisrael. So when the father told the son to be Mechal Shabbos, for him it wasn't Shabbos. So since it wasn't Shabbos for him, so he is not doing an Aveira. For the son, it's an Aveira because the son is in a place where it's already Shabbos. So I saw the Rimei Yechil Ostritz, the Ostritz Rebbe said, once the telephone was invented, he was able to understand this Gemara and answer Rikivega's question, why is this not considered a violation of an individual who, that the parent is not considered somebody who's Eina Oysa Masa Amcha, because the parent told him to do it in a way that the parent wasn't a Rasha. The Ramban explains that the mitzvah kibud av aim involves that a person should help his parents when in their personal needs, serving them foods. But if, says the Ramban, doing something for the parent doesn't really help the parent, then there's no chiv of kibud av aim. So, if that's the case, explains the Ramban, the parent told the child not to return the Shavas Aveda. But ask the Ramban, why would we think that there's a mitzvah of kibud av aim? The father has no gain by me not doing Shavas Aveda. So isn't this a raya that kibud av aim is even when the parent has something to gain, who doesn't have anything to gain? So explains the Ramban that we have to explain to our Gemara that there's even a Havamina that there's here a mitzvah of kibud av aim, says the Ramban. We're obviously referring to a situation where the parent is telling the son to not do a Shavas Aveda, and I want you to do something on my behalf at that time. But if the father wasn't requesting that the son do something for the father on that time, the stam wouldn't be a mitzvah kibud av aim. The Rosh disagrees, and the Rosh says that the mitzvah kibud av aim teaches us that a son has to follow his parents' wishes no matter what they're asking, even if it doesn't give them a personal gain. And according to the Rosh, our Gemara is very understandable. Even though the father doesn't really gain anything by me not returning the Aveda, by me not doing a Shavas Aveda, still the halacha is that there's a mitzvah kibud av aim, and the Gemara teach us that mitzvah doesn't apply when it involves going against the Ritzon Hashem. The Miri explains, going back to the question that we said, that why would there be a Havamina that we should follow what the parent said? If the parent told us to violate a mitzvah, isn't the parent in the category of an individual who's Eina Oysa Ma'asa Ma'amcha? So the Miri explains that our Gemara is referring to a situation where the father didn't know that I was involved in the mitzvah of Shavas Aveda. And he's connected to the Ramban. The Ramban says that when the father asked me not to do a Shavas Aveda, it was because he wanted me to do something on his behalf. And the Miri takes a step further. And he didn't even know that I'm involved in doing a Shavas Aveda. But if he knew and he still was telling me to do an Aveira, he would be considered an Eina Oysa Ma'asa Amcha. The Rebbe Akiva Eiger gives a different explanation. He says that the situation here is where the parent doesn't know that the mitzvah kibud av aim is conditioned that it shouldn't be violating any other mitzvah in the Torah. So when the father told me to violate a mitzvah in the Torah, He didn't know that he's not allowed to tell me that. And therefore, he's not necessarily considered a Baal Aveira. Another discussion is if a father, parents don't want a child to marry a specific woman, can they stop him? So going back to the Ramban that we just discussed, when the Ramban said that the mitzvah kibbut av aim is only in a situation where it affects the parent, so if a son wants to marry a specific woman, and by him marrying the specific woman, it doesn't affect the parent. So in such a situation, there's no mitzvah kibbut av aim, and the son can marry the woman who he feels that he's allowed to, because the ikka mitzvah kibbut av aim is only what's good for the parent. But if it's good for the son and it doesn't adversely affect the parent, there's no mitzvah kibbut av aim. Continues the Gemara. Elo sakdat chamina. The Gemara brings a different source. That we should say, Esa doich loisa say, by loisa say sheesh bekaris, sakata techamino, tasting a binyan beis hamikdash. We maybe should learn this aloha from the binyan beis hamikdash. The Tanya, we would think, yochli binyan beis hamikdash doich shabbos, that one should allow to build the beis hamikdash even on Shabbos, tamaloimer, as shabsoisha to shmari mikdash tomorrow, kulchem chayovim bekfoidi. The chiv of Kavod Hashem supersedes the building of the beis hamikdash. My laugh, and the Gemara points out, isn't referring to a situation, but by an avasaiser, that we're doing chil, that we building the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos would involve doing a melacha deraisa. And Tama, the only reason that we shouldn't be allowed to do the melachas on Shabbos, because the Torah says, Hashem saiser tishmaru. Halav hachi, if we did not have this pasuk, we would say that the mitzvah of binyan Beis HaMikdash is doicha Shabbos. Even though Shabbos is a lav sheyesh bekaris, so this would be a proof that b'kol ha'toyra kula, that loch is that esse doich loisa say, even if it's a loisa say sheyesh bekaris, just here the Torah says don't follow that model. Says the Gemara loy. What that price is talking about is lav de mechamer. A lav de mechamer is not a loisa say sheyesh bekaris, and that's what the Torah is teaching us. Afilachi. And the Torah is telling us the loy dochi, that the essay of Shabbos, the essay of building the Beis HaMikdash, is not doicha, the lois essay of the lav of Shabbos. Ask the Gemara, if that's the case, we've been learning in our dafim. The kaimalon, the essay of doicha lois essay, that we always say, essay doicha lois essay, ask the Gemara, ligma mehocha, why don't we learn from this? If we're going to say that this pasuk is talking about mechamer, should we not learn from here that essay is not doicha lois essay? Ligma mehocha, the loy dochi, v'chi tema. And the Gemara says again, maybe we'll make an argument, Shani Lavi to Shabbos to Chmiri. We can't bring a Rai from there because Shabbos is a more serious Lav. As tomorrow, I'll show you that that is not the approach that the Tanoim took. But Tama Ba'amakai, it's a repetition of the Gemara we just learned. The Tana in other situations used this as a model. V'loi Kaparach, and it didn't ask that Shabbos is different. The Tanya, as we learned, Jachal Amalai Avavi Tamei, if a father of a Kohen told the son to become Tamei, Osh Amalai Al Tachzer, a father told the son, don't do Ashava Saveda, Yochal Yishmalai, we would think that one should pay attention to the parent, Tamalai Me Ish Avavi Imitarayo, Chol Chaim Kavaydi. But why don't we say that you can't learn from there? It's Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Ela Mishim Dekla Mechrech, we can't learn from there, Malahelech, Shken Hechshe Mitzvah. The only way to have a base of Migdosh is by building it. And therefore, we would think that that's what the Torah says. We don't, maybe Esa Doich Eloisa say. The Torah says, no, Esa is not Doich Eloisa say, Sheyesh by Karis. But by Yibum, it's a whole different situation. By Yibum, as we explained earlier, there's always the option of Chalitza. Since there's an option of Chalitza, we shouldn't be able to learn from there to Yibum. Ask the Gemara, if that's the case, Tepikle Mehasam. We already proved that that is not enough of a reason. Because we already proved that Shabbos, you're not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos, even though your parent told you to be Mechal Shabbos with something that he needs. So we already learned that it's for the case of absolute necessity, still, Esi is not Doich Eloisasei. This new limud of building the base of Migdosh and Shabbos is obviously coming to teach us that it doesn't make a difference if it's the only way to fulfill the mitzvah. We still don't do a mitzvah at the expense of a lot. We still don't do it. So we should learn, even though Yibam is not a Hechsher mitzvah, we should still say that Esei is Doich Eloisasei Sheyesh Bikaris because of the fact that the Torah had to teach us that Binyan Beis HaMikdash doesn't take place in Shabbos. Again, to review, Binyan Beis HaMikdash indeed can only be done with a lav. It can only be done when it involves doing a lav, unlike Yibam, where you always could do chalitza. But we already proved that in a case where you have no other option, that the Torah still said that Esei is not, the Torah had to go teach us by Shabbos that Kibbutz of Aim is not stronger than Shabbos. So when the Torah taught us again that Binyan Beis HaMikdash is not stronger than Shabbos, it must be coming to teach us something that we haven't learned yet. What is it coming to teach us? It's coming to teach us that even in a case where there are other options, the Loch is normally Esei's Doich Eloisasei Sheyesh Bikaris, and now we understand why we need the Pasuk of Aleh. Now we understand why we need the Pasuk of Aleh to teach us that Shabbos is, to teach us that why Yibam, you can't do Yibam, even though normally I would say Esei Doich Eloisasei Sheyesh Bikaris. Says the Gemara, and a Chanami. The Loch would really be that you should not be allowed to do Binyan Beis HaMikdash and Shabbos. And I don't need a new Pasuk, because I could have already learned it from the din of Kibbutz of Aim and Shabbos. So if that's the case, what do I need this Pasuk for? I need it for a different limit altogether. A person should have tremendous fear from the Migdosh. The Torah uses the word Shmir by Shabbos. And the Torah uses that word Mira, Yira by Migdosh. What does that mean? The fear is not of Shabbos. The fear is me, Shehiz, al Shabbos. From HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us that we must be Shomer Shabbos. Af Moira Amur B'Migdosh, when the Torah used the word by Migdosh, Loi Mimigdosh Atam Asyari, it's not from the Beis HaMikdash itself that we have fear. El Mi Shehiza El Migdosh. Who does that mean? From HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Gemara, Ve'ezi Mari Migdosh, exactly what is considered Mari Migdosh, says the Gemara, Lo Yeknes Adam B'Harbayis, a person may not walk into the Harbayis but Makloi holding a stick, B'minoloi wearing shoes, B'pendosoi wearing a money belt, B'avak Shal Gabi Raglov with dirty feet, V'loyisana Kafandria, that you're not allowed to make it into a shortcut. V'rikiko Mikal V'choymer, and certainly a person may not expel saliva in the Beis HaMikdash. Vainly, continues the Gemara, Elab is Mach Beis HaMikdash Kayim. Maybe these halachos only apply while the Beis HaMikdash is standing. But Mach ain't Beis HaMikdash Kayim, when the Beis HaMikdash is not standing, maybe the same restrictions don't apply. Tamalai Meshab Soysa Deshmeir HaMikdash Etero, Mashmir B'Shabbos L'Olam, Shabbos will exist forever, Afmeir HaOmer HaMikdash L'Olam, and has nothing to do with what we've been discussing. So here we're learning the tremendous halachas of Myra Migdash. So we learned also from the Pasha Peshat and the Gemara that the mitzvah of Myra Migdash is not limited to the Azara, but applies to the entire Harabayis. The Miri disagrees. The Miri says that the Harabayis is not considered Machna Shechina. The Miri says the Harabayis is considered Machna Leviya. And therefore, there would be no Issa to walk on the Harabayis with shoes. The Mitzvah Eisen says there's a special limud of a Hoya Machnecha Kadosh to prevent us from walking even on the Harabayis in shoes, even though it's not considered Machna Shechina. The Medrash explains why may one not walk on the base of Migdosh, on the Harabayis, or certainly in the Azara with shoes. We learn it from Moshe Rabbeinu by the snare. That just like by the snare, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, Sal na'alecha mi'al reglecha, ke'amokam sh'ata oimer alav admas kodeshu. From here we learn that wherever it's considered a mok, that whatever it's considered mokam shechina, you're not allowed to go there for with shoes. There is an interesting discussion amongst the Rishonim if you're allowed to wear slippers or shoes that are not made out of leather. The Michas Chinuch says that just like in Yom Kippur, one is not allowed to wear leather shoes, but he's allowed to wear shoes not made out of leather. So too, the Michas Chinuch wants to suggest that you're allowed to go on to the Har Habayis and to the Azara with shoes as long as they're not leather. The Gemara we learned that even though the halach is you're not allowed to make a shul into a shortcut, the halach is that if you enter the shul through one entrance and you remain in the shul, then you're allowed to walk out through a different entrance, even though it turned out that the shul was used as a shortcut. Says the Michas Chinuch, that's only halach in the Beis HaKnesses. But when we speak about the Beis HaMikdash, it may not be used as a shortcut under any circumstances. So now the question asked the Aruch Lener is if we say Kedusha Rishoni Kitchel Shatav Kitchel Asa Lavai, the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash remains forever, so why do we need a special pasuk to teach us that even Bezman Azeh, the Kedusha never went away? So the Torah Evans says that this Gemara is going according to the Mandama, the Kedusha Rishoni Kitchel Shata Vila Kitchel Asa Lavai. The Aruch Lener says different. He says, even if we'll say the Kedusha Rishoni Kitchel Shata V'Kitchel Asa Lavai, it doesn't change, says the Tori Evan, the reality that there's no Ashras Ashkina there. And since there's no Ashras Ashkina there, we would think that we don't have to treat it the same way as when the Beis HaMikdash was standing. That's why we have a pasuk that teaches us that we still have that chiyuv. I saw that the Sefer Divrei Shmuel explains, the Beis HaMikdash is a place of Ashras HaShechina. But what is the other place for Ashras HaShechina? The other place for Ashras HaShechina, explains the Divrei Shmuel, is Shabbos. Shabbos is the day where every Jew could bring the Shechina. And since the person on Shabbos can bring the Shechina upon himself, that's why Binyan Beis HaMikdash is not Doich Shabbos. Because Shabbos, whatever we're trying to accomplish on Shabbos, whatever we're trying to accomplish with the Beis HaMikdash, we accomplish with Shabbos as well. Continues the Gemara. So now that the Pasuk Mikdash Tirol is not speaking about Binyan Beis HaMikdash and Shabbos. We're saying it's coming to teach us, as we just discussed, the halachos of the respect that we have to show to the Beis HaMikdash. So we never proved that Esei Doich Loisa say Shiesh Bekaris. If that's the case, we're back to our original kasha. Why do we need the pasuk of Alel? Says the Moral Saka Daitach, Teisi Ma'avoro. The halacha is that the Torah says that if somebody is Mechuyiv Sreifa, we don't burn them on Shabbos. The Tana Rabbi Shmuel, or Savar Esh B'chol Meshuv Seichem, Ma Tamid Loimer. What's the question? Says the word Ma Tamid Loimer, because the question is, why does the Torah single out the lav of Avora? Ma Tamid Loimer. Ila Rabbi Yossi, if we're going to explain according to Rabbi Yossi, the lav, it comes to teach us that even though for all Malacha Shabbos, as we've been learning, there's a Chiyuv Karis, there's a Chiyuv Skila, Havara is only a lav. It's coming to teach us that if one violates all the Malacha Shabbos, he could get chatas for every Malacha separately. So the question is, why is the Malacha of Havara different than all the other Malachas? So I saw that the Emri Emris explained, we know that when was fire created? Fire was created on Matzoy Shabbos, was created on Matzoy Shabbos, where Adam took two stones and rubbed them together. So it turns out that when fire was created, when the first Shabbos came, there was no Havara, because there was no fire in the world yet. Fire in the world only came to the world on Matzoy Shabbos. And that's why, because fire only came to the world on Motzei Shabbos, Havara is a weaker melacha than all the other melachas. The Tanya, Havara l'lav yatzus. Indeed, the Brisa teaches what we just explained. Rabbi Yossi says Havara is different because it's a lav only. I'm not so amil chalik, that it's coming to teach us that we get a separate lav for every melacha that we do on Shabbos, that we violate Chas v'Shalom on Shabbos. And therefore, if a person forgot each melacha individually, he remembered it Shabbos, but he forgot that each melacha that he did is a melacha, he could potentially be chayiv 39 carbon chattas for one Shabbos. So if the pasuk is of lo yisavara eish b'chamesh v'sechem b'yom Shabbos is not extra, how could he, Rabbi Shmuel, learn something else from it? From a rabbi. So Rav explained, what Rabbi Shmuel based his limud on is Tana Meshavas Kekashalei. His question says, the pasuk says, lo yisavara eish b'chamesh v'sechem. And his question was, Meshavas matam alaymer. Why would the Torah have to single out, when it speaks about Shabbos, the word Meshavas? Michti, Shabbos chayvus agafu. Shabbos is not connected to where you are. Shabbos is connected to who you are. And chayvus agaf, the Mishnah Masechta Gedushin, the Aflam Vavam Beis teaches us that a mitzvah that's not limited to a certain space, Noheges, applies bein baris and bein b'chutz laretz. Applies both in Eretz Yisrael and both in chutz laretz. So if that's the case, why, when the Torah speaks about Shabbos, Meshavas, the Kos Rachman of Shabbos, the word Meshavas that the Torah wrote by Shabbos, we're back to our question, Lomeli. Says the Gemara Meshumer of Shmuel, Amat Talmud Echad, V'fishanem v'hibi ish chet mishbat mavas v'humas. There's a mitzvah to kill a person who's mechuyi misa. Shemeini, I would assume that mitzvah applies, bein b'chol bein b'shabbos. That even on Shabbos, we should kill this person. I, Omani Mekayim, what do we do with the pasuk that says, V'chalalem ma'ishumas, B'sham melachas, Chutz mi Mises Bezdin. Mises Bezdin should take place on Shabbos as well. I, Ene Ella, I feel it basis that Bezdin, that even on Shabbos, we're not allowed to kill somebody. I, Mani Mekayim v'humas, what does it mean that the Torah says that such a person should be taken out to be killed? B'chol, during the week, V'loi b'Shabbos, I, Ene Ella b'Shabbos. So we have this dilemma. If somebody's mechuyev misa and it's Shabbos, should we do it on Shabbos or not? Tamaloymer, for that the Torah says, Loisavara ish b'chomash v'seichem. V'lahalon, by the person that speaks about chiv misa's bezdin for a murderer, huayma v'hoye elochem l'chukus mishpat l'dariseichem b'chomash v'seichem. Ma'am meshavas amurus l'halon, the meshavas that's speaking there is speaking about bezdin, because Bezdin is the one that's responsible to kill the person who's Mechi Misa. Ab Meshavas Amur Khan is talking about Bezdin. And Amar Achmona, and the Torah says, in these Meshavas, in the Bezdin, Lois Savaru, says the Gemara, my laugh, isn't this price of following the opinion of Nos Nama L'chalak Yotza, that the Pasuk is coming to teach us that Havara is a full-fledged Chiv Shabbos, like all the Melachas. And only reason we say that we can't do it on Shabbos, at the cost of Rachman Eloi Savaru, Halav Haki, if not, we would say that the chiv of killing a person and burning him on Shabbos is doichup chil Shabbos, even though it's a lav sheesh by karis, it's Shabbos. So we see from here that essay is doicha lois essay sheesh by karis, says the Gemara, loy. It's going according to the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, that this is a regular lav. If that's a regular lav, so then it's not a proof that Esa Doicha Loisa says Sheyesh Beikaris. Because this is not a lav Sheyesh Beikaris, because we're going to say Havara is only a lav, and we would only say that maybe normally Esa Doicha Loisa say, we have a special limit that here we don't say it. But we don't have any more raya that under other circumstances, an essay is doicha, a loisa say, she, essay is doicha, a loisa say, she yesh by karis.